time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving week. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We hope everything is cool for you guys and this week, and we hope you have great Thanksgiving dinners. We have some stories to tell about state finalists for the Merrimack Valley. Well, one story, and it wasn't great. Can you imagine Andover Field Hockey? Andover Field Hockey doesn't win a state title. How did that happen? Back-to-back titleist over Walpole, 1-0. And you know what? Good for them. Walpole comes back this time around and beats Andover 1-0 themselves. So 2 years of heartache ending this past weekend for Walpole Field Hockey, beating Andover, the two Titans of Division One. What a year it was for your Andover girls. Amazing, amazing. And we're going to talk to their first-year coach after the break all about that game and the season they had and what's coming next for that program. So we look forward to that. Football-wise, yeah, we had a few in state semifinals. We had Andover, but they lost to St. John's Prep. We had Tewksbury, they lost. And we had Shawsheen, and they lost. So no finalists for the Merrimack Valley for football, but great runs, three great runs there for sure. So we're going to take a break. We're going to talk to the Andover Field Hockey coach after the break. And then we're going to have our Merrimack Valley North Shore Football Report sponsored by the Sylvan Street Grill. So stay tuned for the show.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest, going to be Andover Field Hockey Coach Bridget Morris. What's going on, Coach?
Hi, I'm good. Just coming off the state championship game over the weekend, so it's been interesting to not have practice today.
Yes, it's kind of adjustment there. And man, just this is like the trilogy, right? With Andover and Walpole, the last two seasons before this, Andover comes out with one zip wins over Walpole, correct? And then Walpole turns the tables and gets the one zip victory over Andover in this past weekend's state final. Take me to the game and how dramatic that was.
Yeah, it was interesting because the last couple of years we played at Burlington High School, which we liked. We went there. We it's local. We won twice. But this year we were at WPI, which I'm told Walpole was very excited about. They're like new location, new spot. They were excited for that. It was a good game. It was definitely a lot of back and forth. There were only eight shots total. It was a defensive stalemate.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so tip, put that in numbers. How many of the eight shots did you guys have?
Two.
Put
so that in numbers, numbers game, they had it.
Yeah.
They had the advantage in that regard. But it was definitely, it was a defensive game. I would say both teams' defenses played phenomenally.
Yeah. Yeah. You have those struggles once in a while. Now, was this a big departure from what Andover usually does in terms of getting shots? I mean, like, obviously you're not averaging two a game. I mean, you must have been way up there before that. Roughly how many shots are you guys able to usually put on net?
I would say we normally get about 20. I mean, it depends who we're playing. If we're playing a team that's not as good and our shots, you know, our goals, I would say we get less, but I would have expected in a game like Walpole that we would have been getting quite a few shots, and we planned for that. It was our game plan was get as many shots as possible and try to tip one in. So that definitely threw us.
Yeah. So it was a lot of the game, like, you know, outside the circles, like out, like in the middle, and just a war, like inside the middle of the field kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Which is different for us because typically we've got the speed and we can get behind people's defense, but it was definitely a different game for us.
Yeah. How were they able to do it? Like, what did they do differently from, you know, teams throughout the season? What did they do differently from the past two state championships, if at all? Because those games were also 1-0 games.
Yeah, I don't think it was between us and Walpole. I don't think it was necessarily anything different. I talked to Coach Noon, you know, my predecessor, after the game, and her take was, you play them 10 times, you'll win 5, they'll win 5. It was their turn.
Yeah.
They are a very, very good team, and we tend to go back and forth with them. I would say it's not the case when we play, you know, other teams, when we go out, depending on their style. Like when we played Algonquin, for example, earlier in the tournament.
Yeah.
Very, very good team, but we both traded shots. It was a different style. We both had opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah, 6-0 over Methuen, 3-0 over Wesley, 3-0 over Algonquin, 3-0 over Wachusett. That was your tournament run.
Yes.
And then someone gets in there and manages to keep you off the scoreboard. You know, end of the day, I know the girls are, you know, don't want to hear this, but it's like sometimes you got to tip your cap right to the other team. They scouted you well and they executed.
They wanted it. And I understand why, because to be up against us, this is the third time we've come. We came away the first two times.
Yeah.
I don't want to say they wanted it more, but I think they knew what it would have felt like if they didn't get it. And I think that mattered.
Yeah. And this isn't just some team that the, you know, Cinderella team. This is a number one seed. All right. And they were 17-1 in the regular season. And let's look at their road, kind of similar to yours. 6-0 over Marshfield, 3-0 over Lincoln Sudbury, 1-0, 2-0 overtime. So they were challenged by Bishop Meehan in the quarterfinals. And then they beat Franklin in the semis 4-2. So they're putting points on the board. They're not allowing much in. This was like a, like Coach Noon said, like a dead even battle that any day someone has to win, and it was their turn. Seemed like that was the case.
Yeah, I think that's nailed it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your defensive effort, because look, you know, just one goal against them when they've been scoring all these goals in the tournament. You know, who were some of the girls that particularly helped the defensive effort for you guys, and what strategy sort of worked there?
Yeah, so we've been, or I should say, I've been pleasantly surprised with my defense this year. We have one returning starter on our defense, which is our captain, Rose Memelo. She plays in the middle. She's our anchor. She is at all times who I look to lead the team on the field. We have our goalie, Maddie, who's a first year starter, who came out phenomenal, also a captain. And then we had Stara and Georgia, who are both seniors, but they are both first year starters. I was JV coach last year. They played with me last year. They were not putting up varsity minutes last year.
Wow.
And they came out and just like grit, determination, they blew me away this year. Those four, and I think it's because they're seniors and I think it's because they get it, but they just held down the fort all year.
Isn't that amazing? You put someone like in that moment over this past weekend. never had experience in that type of game, never played in a state final before. You're like, go in there and just do it. And they do.
Yes.
Sometimes not having the experience might even be an advantage, right? Like, we don't know what's going on. Let's just figure it out.
Yeah, I think that's definitely some of it, because that just wanting it without really knowing, sometimes that gets you pretty far.
Yeah, exactly. We're here with Coach Bridget Morris, first year varsity coach. Let's just pull back for a minute, you know, out of the game and talk about taking over for more Coach Noon and Maureen, and, you know, what she did for you, you know, as a coach, and her influence, and sort of what it's like to just step into those. It's like taking over for Belichick, you know. Yeah. That's what it is.
It was not something I expected. So Coach Noon reached out, and we talk a lot, even in the off season, pretty much hear from her at least once a week, sometimes more, especially on my lunch break at work. Like, we'll be chatting up, and she called me, I want to say end of April, early May. And she was like, look, I've moved to Maine, which I knew, but I don't think I really thought about what that meant. And she was like, I'm not going to come back. And I was like, oh. And then she's like, I want you to think about coaching. And it didn't even occur to me that she was talking about me coaching in Andover. I thought she was talking about like next steps for me somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I want you to coach in Andover. And I was just really shocked. It's I would have kept coaching with her forever. It was just a phenomenal experience. But I talked it over with Coach B, he's been her assistant for 13 years. And he was like, I will stay, we will do this. And kind of just bolstered my confidence and got me to say, all right, like, let's do this. But it did take me a minute to decide whether or not this was something that I wanted to take on, because it was a lot of pressure. She has left an immense legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a small one. Now, you as a player, were you part of any of her state titles?
I did. I was on the team that won the last set of back-to-back.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Who were those against? Were they same team like Walpole or?
No. The first one was, this was back when there was a Division One.
Yeah. And North, a Division Two. South. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we played Algonquin in 2010. And then in 2011, we played Longmeadow, who's actually Division Two now. So they're not even in the mix anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Too bad Watertown isn't in the Division One mix. That would be something.
it would. There's been a lot of talk from a lot of different people about a Super 8. And I think that would be a very interesting
idea. Oh, yeah.
Because
go ahead.
I would say we played Uxbridge this year, which is the D4 champ, and they are phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. Were they one of the two regular season losses? Or
We beat them, kind of our claim to fame this season, I'll go with.
Yeah. Yeah. Has Watertown ever been on the non-league schedule?
Last year for one game. And then we were supposed to play them again, but I don't really know what happened with that.
What happened last year?
It was a little bit of a loss. It's a little one, our only loss, but it was a good game. I think it was a good jumping off point. It was our first game of the year, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
but
telling me last year, we had the captains on last year, and I think they were telling me that. Yep.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they run a tight ship over there. They have a strong program, so it was definitely a good one to go play against, like for competition.
Yeah, and Newburyport gave them all they could handle. I mean,
Yes.
Three goals against them, which is not something anyone has done. No one scored one goal off of them in 41 straight games until that state final.
Yeah, we scrimmaged Newburyport right before the tournament. They are a phenomenal program. Great coaches. The kids are great. I'm thrilled for them. I mean, away, even if they didn't win, to come away with that is awesome.
Well, we had Coach Haley on our other show. I do a North Shore sports desk, you know, which is mainly like NEC, Cape Ann League teams. Whereas this show is, of course, Merrimack Valley stuff. But yeah, that's cool that you guys connected. We'll have to link those two podcasts together somehow. But getting there is the real goal. Getting to the state finals, and you guys did it again. You know, I mean, what was it? How many wins? 4 wins in the tournament. So finishing overall 19-3. I mean, there's just so much good stuff coming out of this year, except for the final result. So, you know, these girls, they're going to be hungry next year. No question about it. I don't think you have to motivate them, right?
No, We are fortunate. We're fortunate and we're unfortunate. We're losing six of our starters. We've got seven seniors graduating. Six of them are starters. One of them's our goalie, but our backup goalie, she's great. We've got a lot of young kids that are great. We're kind of in the same boat we were this time last year. We've got a lot of young talent that if they pull it together, we should get some momentum going, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't seem to matter this year because your newcomers just came in and just stepped right in and got you to the same place you've always been at the very finals, the very end. Well, cool. That looks good for the future. A lot of these girls, I would imagine, you have a lot of three-sport athletes still, two-sport athletes, not just like sole field hockey players?
Yeah, I think we have like the entire hockey roster.
Yeah.
I think.
They're always pretty good. We know girls basketball is always great. I mean, the Andover girls just have been tremendous all around, you know?
Yeah.
So that must be a good environment to be part of. And are you in the school system there as well?
No. I work for the town, but I'm not a teacher.
Okay. All right. So in the public system, athletically and during the day, the town of Andover. Okay, cool. So in terms of who we get to watch now, we were talking about this off the air. Now it's like we got to turn our attention to probably some Andover alumnas that are doing great things in college, right?
Yeah.
And we had Hannah Medwire we talked about. And there was a couple other ones Coach Noon told me about that are still in the mix for college.
I'm going to guess she's turning you towards the Assumption girls. We've got Paige Gillette, who's the goalie over at Assumption. And then Haley Doherty plays there as well.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Great kids.
What a system. We'll just sprinkle our Andover kids throughout New England colleges and they'll tear it up just like high school. Cool. Well, Bridget Morris, you know, thank you for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and what another great season. It seems like just things have carried along from Coach Noon to Coach Morris. So you're starting your own little legacy, and we'll have you on the show 30 years from now when you match, Coach Noon's resume.
Perfect. That's the incentive.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, best of luck in the off season. I know we'll be talking again next year for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Football Report, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. We're back. Don McCastro here, Sylvan Street Grill, Merrimack Valley Football Report. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill locations, two of them in Peabody and Salisbury, one of my favorite places ever. Okay, let's talk football, shall we? What are we going to get to first? let's talk Thanksgiving first, and then we'll move on to Super Bowl stuff, where three Merrimack Valley teams fell just shy of getting to Gillette. So Thanksgiving is the talk of the day. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. games. The bird is cooking. The teams are playing. It's the best day for Massachusetts high school football. Faux show in the fall. Lowell and Haverhill, that's a good one. You know, Lowell could pull off a little bit of an upset there. I got Haverhill in that one. Andover, North Andover, I think is going to be a great one. You know, both playoff teams. Andover might have the edge there. It is at Andover High School, and they want to finish up strong after losing to St. John's Prep in the Division I semifinals, 35-7. Central and Lawrence, we're expecting Central to roll in that one. What else we got? Billerica Chelmsford is a big one. That is going to be a Billerica High School, but I think Billerica is going to take that one for sure. Tewksbury and Wilmington, you never know. I Tewksbury fell short. Wilmington, you didn't hear much from them. Tewksbury fell short in the tournament, that is, state semifinal. But I like Tewksbury in that one. So, yeah, let's see. So today, actually, 6:30, Methuen and Draken are playing. A little night game action there. So we'll see what happens, you know. And that's it. That's all I got for some big games coming up. We're excited about Turkey Day in the Merrimack Valley. Now, let's talk about playoffs, shall we? Shawshene Valley, what a great run. You know, they were undefeated. They won two tournament games. They get into the semifinals, and what do they get? Number two-seeded Foxborough, who's just a juggernaut down there on the South Shore. 42-12, Shawshene loses, ends their season. Foxborough, we play a number one-seed Handover. That's a 1-2 in the finals. Division four, Tewksbury, like we mentioned, a valiant effort against Duxbury, the number one seed, but a 19-7 loss for Tewksbury. They had beaten Burlington and Canton to get to the semifinals. So it's Duxbury Scituate in the finals there. Scituate seven seed playing the one seeded Duxbury team. In Andover, again, what a year. Coach EJ Perry and the boys, 7-1 coming into the tournament, wins over Franklin. And Weymouth set themselves up for St. John's Prep. Someone has to face the Prep at some point, right? In Division One, Prep is going for their fourth Super Bowl title in 5 years when they play Xaverian. In the finals, they'll play them on Thanksgiving the week before tomorrow, and then they'll play the Super Bowl 10 days later. So a funny situation there. But yeah, congrats, Andover. You know, another valiant effort. No shame in losing to the Prep. And I think that's going to do it for us. So yeah. Congratulations to all the teams that got this far, Andover Field Hockey, especially getting to the final stage and falling just shy. No shame in going to the state finals 3 years and winning two of them for sure. So they're going nowhere. All right, well, we're out of here though. Thanks for Sylvan Street Grill, Merrimack Valley Football Report. Thanks for everyone for tuning in to the show. We're here every Thursday, except for today. We want to go a day early for Thanksgiving to get those previews in. We'll be back next Thursday, the week after Thanksgiving. We'll probably have a maybe a little winter preview. What do you say? Because pretty much we'll be done by then with no Merrimack Valley teams in the state Super Bowl finals. So we'll be just kind of talking about winter, getting things going for that. Maybe a little fall recap stuff. It's open season. We'll see. Hey, everyone have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning in.